It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show. We are live today from the Chesapeake Inn. Come on out. Have some lunch with us. In fact, someone just came up and said they heard us talking about your soup you had, the Hue Bowl, and they came out and have some lunch.
I can't believe we're still calling it soup. It's crab bisque.
Bisque soup.
It looked like crab soup. Okay.
Crab bisque.
How, see, now you're going to get me in trouble.
How was it?
The crab soup was great.
You called it soup. It's bisque.
No, I'm just saying because that's not the name, but it's like it feels like it's going to stick. When they come down, they're going to be getting like, give me that crab soup.
Say, can I have the Hue Bowl? That's what people.
That's what it's going to be called.
That's
okay.
What it's going to call down the menu. Come on down, hang out with us. We love it here. Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. 215-592-9494. Here as we await Nick Sirianni's press conference down in Brazil. I did see some videos of the stadium they're going to play in tomorrow.
It's different.
It is different. It's first of all, the inside looks different, way different than a typical football stadium we would have here. The design is just different. And then just the seating, it's clearly a soccer stadium.
Yes.
Obviously, where they're playing is in Brazil. And they're just converting it to play an NFL game. But it's going to get some getting used to for the players. I'm assuming they're going to get the lay of the land today. Would you think they go to the stadium today? Maybe walk through
in
the stadium?
I would think so. You could figure out what kind of shoes to wear, most definitely. I'm pretty sure they brought a bunch of different shoes. Grass, different spikes and things like that. So I would want to go walk through the stadium, just get a feel for it, go through the locker room to see, you know, the layout of the locker room and things like that. So, yeah. You know, it's funny. Like, I remember early in my NFL career, we used to do that a lot. You know, you would go the day before and do the walkthrough, and then all of a sudden you kind of got away from that. And you just kind of did the walkthrough the day of the game, and you would go out there and check the cleats or whatever. You bring – like, man, you bring so many shoes, it's not even funny. And they always brought shoes. The equipment guys always brought extra shoes just in case. So it was one of those things where it just all depends. I would think, though, that, just, you know, since they're there a day early, all depends on what the safety protocols are, to be honest, Joe. Because, you know, we've been hearing so many different things. You know, we got people calling in saying it's safe, but then we got the FBI and people like that saying it ain't safe, so I don't know who to believe. I would tend to lean more towards the people in law enforcement, seeing that that's what they do and they understand the threat levels, as opposed to the guy that's actually there with boots on the ground. I mean, because they might see some stuff that the other person's not seeing.
It depends on where you are, what your experience is, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, we're waiting Nick Sirianni's press conference. We'll carry it live right here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Get on the record before the season starts. Which better describes how you feel about Jalen Hurts as the Eagles quarterback entering the season? Confident or skeptical? 73% on confident, 27% skeptical.
It moved the tick. Move the tick up in my favor, right? Say three?
I like how the polls are, like, you win or you lose. It's zero-sum game for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, just like with this whole Hassan Reddick thing, if he doesn't play in the first game, Joe, you know I won.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I won.
But wasn't the argument we want him here? Who cares?
No, but the argument was he wasn't going to play in the first game. That was the argument. Well, that's how I remember it.
Does he think he's going to win this thing?
No, but if he doesn't play in the first game, he won.
Remember last year, I think it was this night, the opening night of the season, Chris Jones
came to the game and sat.
Was a power move. I'm going to watch you guys lose from the booth.
Yes.
And then they paid him right away.
So maybe Hassan Reddick's thinking the same thing.
That would be a power move. If Reddick attends the Jets 49ers game, watches them lose, then he's like, listen.
Why not? Go to the game.
Yeah, but Chris Jones had some clout with the
Well,
Chiefs.
Yeah, and they were talking. They were communicating. I don't even think Hassan Reddick talked to those folks yet.
I heard Robert Saleh said he hasn't spoken to
him. He didn't even talk to those people.
Yeah. See, listen, I hear you, and maybe you're winning this debate. I'd still rather him hear rush to the pass. All right, here's Nick Sirianni down in Brazil. Nick Sirianni coming up down in Brazil.
The thing froze on me.
Okay, we'll get to it coming up here. Nick Sirianni's press conference live in Brazil.
Brazil technology. Internet connection in Brazil.
Is that what it is?
Wait, but they allowed to have internet connection there?
Yeah. Of course they are.
And now the press conference will continue shortly, so they're having an issue.
Maybe this actually is a Brazil issue.
Yeah, they did. You remember at one point they were allowed to tweet the Twitter.
Well, the Twitter thing going on.
Yeah,
that's why Elliot outsourced his tweets.
I've seen some people that were posting from Brazil. You know, they were posting pictures and stuff, but I haven't.
All right, here's Nick Sirianni.
How are you doing? Hi, Nick. Anthony, yes, been in Brazil. I'd like to know, with a change in offensive coordinator this season, the Eagles' offense were more static last season regarding motions and so on. And thinking about Arthur Smith back in Alabama, using him in motions and jet sweeps and so on, could we expect by this season with Kellen Moore, you know, calling the shots more like using Devonta in motions and so on?
I think one thing that that is an advantage is that not no one really knows what we're going to do. So to answer that question would be a little bit of a competitive advantage that we have, and they have some too, because you know they don't have their defensive coordinator is new as well. But I'm really looking forward to the things that Kellen brings to this offense and to this football team. Kellen's a great coordinator. He's a great football mind. Just so excited to have him on this staff. Got to watch Kellen from afar, as far as in the division with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's as advertised. You know, it's been awesome to get with him and all things that he's bringing to this football team.
Hey, André, from what I've Hi. Tried to talk in English. So in previous of the game, some Eagles and Packers players have said some things about the lack of security in Brazil. I don't know about misinformation, of they don't have the knowledge of playing here in Brazil. I want to know if there was a briefing or a reunion with the Eagles to the players talking about protocols of security here in Brazil, and if is really a concern about the franchise Eagles about playing here. Thank you.
I think ever since we've gotten here, and it's just everything's been world class. The welcoming, the people at the hotel have been awesome. The locker rooms. We know how passionate this country is on their sports, and we're so excited to be here and playing in front of. We like to think that Philadelphia is the best sports town in America, and. You know, we know that Brazil is a great sports country, and we're just getting to know more and more. I think what we try to do is try to keep everything as the same as possible. Whether we're playing, I think that's been the most to kind of clear that up. I guess a little bit is like, how we go about our business when we play in Philadelphia should be the same way we go about our business here. And so I think it's more about there are unknowns as far as. You know, there's unknowns with any city you go to, and so it's just really we're here to do our job at our best of our abilities, and play a football game and win a football game, and that's our only mission. That's our only goal. Excuse me, I'm a little I got a little cough, so but that's our only goal, and that's what we're here for, is to keep things as normal as possible. But like I said, everything since we've gotten here and has just been first class, and we're so appreciative to this country, and look forward to playing in front of the fans tomorrow.
Coach, right here. Also, you have a difference of weather in Brazil compared to Philadelphia, considerably warmer, hotter in here, even at night. And also here in Southeast, in São Paulo, we've had really dry weather the past couple of weeks. Is there concern about that as well? How are you preparing your team to perform in their best of their abilities,
well,
given the conditions?
Yeah, good question. It gets hot in the Northeast of the United States in the summer. So we've been dealing with the heat that we've had now, through training camp. We've had some hot days, and so we believe we're ready for that. As far as this the dryness, we're doing everything that we possibly can do to adapt our bodies in the short time that we're here. But the way we went about training camp, the way we went about practice day in and day out, has us prepared. Because in September in the United States, you're going to get some really hot games there as well. Whether you're playing, sometimes that's in Philadelphia, but sometimes that's in California, sometimes that's in Florida, which will prepare us. I think we have a game. week three or week four in Florida, which will prepare us for that as well. So we're really excited. Like, again, can't be more excited to be here. We're bummed, obviously, that we don't get to play this, our opener, get in front of our fans in Philadelphia, but we're so excited. This is my first international trip as far as a coach, and so excited to, to go out there into the stadium, see the stadium, and then play here in front of the great fans tomorrow.
Nick. Murilo Cesar Alves, do Estado de São Paulo. You said about the training camp. What were the difference in the focus on the work that you did with the players to ensure that everything went fine in this travel and beginning Brazil and beginning the season? And what were the difference between the last training camp when you guys played the first game in the United States, now we're playing in Brazil, and what were the difference between these two training camps?
The training camps were similar. Every year you go about and you go through a process. Hey, how did this go in this first in the training camp, and what can we do better? And so that's always part of the process of things that you do. To perfect your process, you have to know exactly what the process is. So we kind of have our process, and then what can we do better off of that? So we made some slight changes to training camp this year as far as things that we were doing. This has a little bit of a feel as far as the travel to the Super Bowl we played in 2022. Again, the travel's a little different. Now that the flight was longer, I mean, it was a 10-hour flight as opposed to the 5-hour flight to Arizona. But there's some similarities here, right? This kind of reminds me of Super Bowl as far as the press conferences that kind of were going on beforehand, and being able to interact with different reporters and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, our training camp is there for us to really establish, our habits, of what we want to be as a football team. And what we want to be as a football team is a fundamentally sound team that plays with a lot of detail. So that's perfecting your tackling, and that's perfecting your catching and your ball security and how you take away the football. And then, also getting in great shape. And training camp's meant to do this, right, to bring your guys closer together. The things that they go through, the tough practices that they go through in the heat, the tough practices and the long days and the monotony of the days, that tends to bring a team together. And so that was our goal through any training camp, specifically this one. It's just how do we come – because, football, in my opinion, all right, this is my opinion, is the greatest team sport there is. And so it does require guys loving each other, guys getting closer to each other. And I think that's what we've had. And that has a lot to do with the people that we have on this team, that these guys, we got good guys on this football team that really enjoy being part of a team and growing their camaraderie of the team.
Hi, Rafael Bellatini. You said about the Super Bowl and similarities, but about the crowd, because it's a home game, but you don't have the home field advantage.
Okay, I'm going to give away. Before you go, I'm going to say that to the Brazilian crowd, we're so excited to be here. Make sure you're as loud as possible when Green Bay has the ball. And then when the Eagles have the ball, make sure, this is signed to be this is fly, Eagles fly, and quiet down a little bit. Go ahead, keep going.
So it's like the Super Bowl. You have to prepare the team for maintain the concentration, even when you are in the attack,
yeah,
the crowd is...
Yeah, good question. We got to be ready for it to be loud in times where, so we're prepared to play as if we're playing a true home game. We're prepared to play if we're playing a true away game. That's part of our process is just, we try to do everything you possibly can do to prepare your team to play in any condition, whether that's raining, whether that's weather, whether that's crowd noise. And so we've prepared for that. We've prepared for that through training camp. We've prepared for that, especially this week, both offensively and defensively. But again, looking forward to the excitement of it. And we'll have to be ready for, probably to be crowd noise at unexpected moments. So we're excited about it, though.
Hi, Nick. Luis from DPL Brazil. You are a very passionate guy. We all saw that in the Super Bowl. My question is, what's the emotional impact on you on starting the season outside your country and on lands that the NFL are setting foot for the very first time?
I think it's so awesome. This game is awesome. And so the fact that we can spread this game to the rest of the world. I really, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. Excuse me. But when the lights come on, and like one thing about American football is this, is that when we all grew up playing football, we all grew up playing on Friday nights under the Friday night lights. And we get to do that as Friday night. We might not be in Jamestown, New York, or, you know, Houston, Texas, or, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, but we're in Brazil, but it's still going to Friday night. Just like we all grew up playing this game. I got goosebumps really thinking about, like, tomorrow night with the lights coming on. My nephew, Joey, he's a sophomore in high school. He's going to be making his first varsity starting game at varsity at wide receiver in Jamestown, New York. So I'm, like, so excited about just football starting everywhere, and we get to play the second game of the NFL season under the lights on a Friday night. That's awesome to me. And I just, the emotion of football, it's one of the reasons I love this game so much. I have so many good memories of this game, so many good relationships that have happened because of this game, and look forward to the people of Brazil and the world to be able to experience what we got to experience growing up under their first game, being under Friday Night Lights.
Nick, what happened with Devin White? How big of a loss is that, and what do you think of the younger linebackers that you have behind him, like N'Kobe Dean?
Yeah, Devin, Devin tweaked his ankle the other day in practice, and, you know, the guys are ready. The guys behind him are ready, and they're ready to go, and excited about the opportunity for them. And, you know, again, be a first opportunity for all of us that are playing in this game, first chance we get to go in 2024.
Nick, hi, Guilherme from O Globo. Nick, in the past days, three players of your team were worried about playing Brazil. They quoted criminality as one of the reasons to be worried about playing Brazil. What is your opinion about these topics? Was that a topic before coming?
I'm sorry, I missed that first part. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, sure. I said that in the past days, three players of your team quoted criminality as one of the reasons to be worried about playing Brazil. Okay. What's your opinion about that? Was that a topic before coming?
Like I said, ever since we got here, it's just been first class. Everything from the people at the hotel, the airport, to the people at the stadium, getting to see the stadium. I think really at the end of the day, we came here to do a job, right? And so our job is, you know, is not to come and sightsee or anything like that. Our job is to come here and to play a football game against a very good opponent in Green Bay Packers to be able and try to win this football game. And so our job is to focus on just that and not anything outside. And so, but again, I think you ask any of our players what I'm saying right now is just everything's been just so first class since the moment we've stepped foot in this country. And we're just very appreciative and look forward to playing in front of your fans.
Nick, are you ill?
I'm not, but okay. I lost my voice. I don't know. So okay. Maybe that's a good thing.
I know you probably won't say N'Kobe starting, but what if he is the guy? What has he done in training camp to put himself in position to be the Mike linebacker?
Yeah, I think he's had a good camp. He's been consistent throughout camp. Again, you're right, Jeff. I'm not going to say who's going to play here or who's going to play there, but like N'Kobe has definitely shined throughout camp of, you know, his leadership, his playmaking ability, his tackling, you know, I'm really excited for N'Kobe's opportunity tomorrow. He's a really good player and, you know, has battled some injuries throughout, but we've sure as heck been excited about him from the moment he stepped foot to this building. And look forward to the opportunity that he gets tomorrow to play in the season opener.
Hey, Coach, over here, Brian Taft from Channel 6 back home. Wonder if you can reflect, you reflected on the Friday Night Lights mentality. I wonder if you can offer any reflections that you may have personally or the players may have individually on the opportunity to represent the brand, to represent the NFL, the Eagles, and the city of Philadelphia in front of this audience that's never seen an NFL game before.
Yeah, first, I'd like to ask, who's the big game in Philadelphia this weekend, Friday night? Do we know? Who's the big high school game in Philadelphia this weekend? Do we have any idea? You guys just cover Eagles. All right. But anyway, just excited about the opportunity to play. Like I said, I've never been a part of it. Like my 13, 14, whatever many years I've been in the NFL, I've never been to an international game. So this is the first for me. So, but again, know we're here to do a job and try to keep everything as normal as possible. But excited to play in front of these fans. And I answered a question earlier, just to be able to, the game that I love so much that gives me goosebumps to think about the Friday Night Lights, to be able to experience that, and for people all over the world to be able to experience that, not just in the United States, but in Brazil and all over the world, of the people that are watching this game, because to me it's the best game, it's the best team sport there is. You learn so much about life, you have so many great relationships because of it, and hopefully, you know, they get to see a great game tomorrow, and they fall in love with the sport the way a lot of us have, probably all of us that are covering it or playing in it or coaching in it have fallen in love with the sport.
We've got time for two more, EJ.
Nick, you just mentioned trying to preserve as much normalcy as possible. We don't usually hear from you the day before a game. We don't usually hear from players the day before a game. I guess, how does that type of stuff, you know, the process of today change? And I guess, how are you trying to keep it normal?
Sure, you keep everything the same, but also you try to plan everything out in football too, but you know things change. And so, like, again, it goes back to, like, controlling what you can control. I'm taking pride in being able to talk to everybody here today. Is it different than my normal routine? Sure, but that's not something that you can control. And, it's the way life plays, it's the way football plays out, it's the way life plays out. What can, then that's a message to the guys and myself, even reminding myself, is, you know, when you go through adversity, when you go through good times, it doesn't matter this or that, like, you got to focus on the next, you know, whatever the next is, and the things that you can control. You can't worry about the past, you can't worry about in the present things that, you know, may or may not be, or that are not in your control. And that's true mental toughness, being, having the same attitude, effort, and energy no matter what the circumstances are, and that's in good times, that's in bad times, that's when your process is right on, that's when your process is right off, that's when the defense or the offense is doing exactly what you think they're going to do, that's when they're doing the opposite of what you thought they were going to do, and just handling all those things and handling them with, you know, with grace and just ability to say, hey, we're gonna do our best and control the things we can. And then I always override Bob, so I'll get one more person. I look like the good guy when I do that. Yeah, we'll get somebody out there.
Nick, with the long flight and the trip in general, are you trying to turn this into a team bonding experience for your team? How do you do that?
Yeah, every opportunity you get to hang with the guys, you try to turn into that. You try as much as you possibly can to turn that into you know, the lunches together, the dinners together, we have a ping pong table there. Those guys are going to be playing ping pong together all night, or whatever it is, PlayStation, whatever they're going to do, play cards together. So this is a great opportunity for that. Like, you know, I heard some guys had some great conversations on the plane yesterday. And so, I got to sit next to Kellen. We had some good conversations on the plane yesterday. Our sons play on the same Pee-wee football team, and they had a scrimmage yesterday. So we were able to get some updates from our wives and talk back and forth about that. And so we got to let Jacob throw the ball a little bit more when he drops back to pass. But anyway, it's a great opportunity for that bonding time. And sometimes you get that on the road in New England. Sometimes you get that on the road wherever. Sometimes you get that on the road in Brazil. And so we're looking forward to the time we get to spend together here. Because, again, it's not – you've heard me say this a million times. It's not the best groups of individuals that win football games and win championships. It's the best teams. And part of being a team is that brotherhood, and that's one of the special things about football.
Last one, Jane, behind you, Zach.
Hi.
Hey, Jane Slater, NFL Network. I'll ask you a fun one after this, but I wanted to you talk about some of the expectations that you have for the guys here, the Friday Night Lights. A lot of expectations come with being a first-round pick. How is Quinion Mitchell handling some of the expectations set forth by you guys, and what is typically a complicated defense with Vic Fangio.
Yeah, it goes back to just controlling the things that you can control, right? When your first round picks, the expectations are high. Shoot, when you went to the Super Bowl the year before, the expectations are high. How are you handling those things? And it's like you can get lost in the expectations sometimes. But what's so important is that you just try to control what you control so you can get better each day and truly enjoy the journey, right? This is the reason you get into this, so the camaraderie, the Friday night lights, all these different things. Truly enjoying the journey, and that's what I've seen. You know, I've seen, you've heard the older guys talk about Q. They really have taken a liking to him. You know, I see Slade joking around with him quite often, and you know, I think he's enjoying just being an Eagle. You can ask him all those things, but Q's got a calm, confident demeanor about himself that. Because he knows he's prepared and he knows he's put the work in, and he knows he's a heck of a talent, and excited about him to get his first opportunity tomorrow.
You seem like you're really excited about this. How's your Portuguese? Do you have any words that you've learned so far?
You put me on the spot there. I don't know.
All right, there was the Nick Sirianni press conference.
I don't give a
down in Brazil. I will react to Sirianni next. What he said, his voice is obviously an issue. I don't think he's feeling as great as he
You're down there spreading COVID.
Yeah, he's not.
That's some reckless speculation. That's another bold prediction from Hugh Douglas. Might not be a smart one, but that was a bold prediction.
Hopefully just a call. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, confidence of Jalen Hurts, your bold Eagle season prediction for a great price. Plus, we'll eavesdrop what they're saying up in Green Bay about this game. It's all coming up midday show, live from the Chesapeake Inn, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for
you. Sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For you now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Flu game tomorrow night. He kind of downplayed that he's ill,
but he sounded ill. Can he give the pregame speech? Is he going to have enough voice in that locker room for the pregame speech?
Yeah, I'd probably not. But the guys are going to rally around him, and he's going to coach. He's going to coach the best game of his life. And then he's going to have to sit out because he has the phantom virus.
Well, he's got something going on.
He tried to downplay it, too. That's what I caught from it.
He did say a few times they're trying to treat this as normal of a game as possible. It's
not normal.
It's not normal. They're in Brazil, a country that I'm guessing most of these guys have never been to. Here, the security questions are real. They're getting asked about them in this press conference. And then the fact that he's doing a press conference the day before the game, that never happens. Like, this whole week is just – it's just different. Now, I think LaFleur said this earlier this week. The team that handles this stuff the best is going to win the game tomorrow night. But like, we can't pretend this is a normal game. They're in Brazil.
No, and it has to be unnerving. Listen, I don't know anybody that would be comfortable, even if nothing pops off, going through a situation where you're told, like say if you go, like say if you're with your family and you're going to another country and they tell you before you go there, hey, be careful, don't do this, don't do that. Like as a father, you're on high alert. You're on high alert. You're very aware of everything. And so when you get off the plane, you're looking around to make sure where you are, and just you're looking at everybody sideways. So I mean that's a little unnerving. You know what I mean? It's the truth. So to sit there and act like it's not a big deal, hell, Brazil, don't be mad, because obviously there's something going on. I mean, you can't deny it. They're having fires over there. They say having civil unrest. So don't get in your feelings. Because these are valid questions that people have when they go on vacation.
Yeah, there's no question. So they're going to have to deal with it. Like, they're trying to deal with it and get ready for a football game tomorrow night. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Jay in Coatesville is up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, man?
Nothing much, you. I've been waiting all day for you guys to put me on.
Well, we're happy to have you, Jay. Well, Nick Sirianni got a lot of questions from the Brazilian reporters. He held us back a little bit. Jay, what are you feeling today?
Oh, man. I'm very confident in Jalen. And I think I can top Hugh's bold prediction.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Sorry.
I bet you can't.
He got Bryce Huff. We're not even sure he can play on first or second down with about 30 sacks. What do you got?
Well, here's my bold prediction. We're going to go 15-2 and win the Super Bowl.
15-2.
That's pretty bold. That is pretty bold.
What was the Hurts part of it?
And Jalen Hurts is going to be the MVP.
Of the season or the Super Bowl or both?
Both.
Both. 15-2. Hurts MVP of both. Jay, good call. We appreciate it. All right, Jay waited a while.
It don't sound like you believe it.
Me?
Yeah, it don't sound like.
15-2?
Yeah, you just was like, all right, then, dog, get off the phone.
You
like,
dismissed him pretty quick.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's been waiting all day.
Joe's not feeling that one at all.
Joe, you just kind of like was all right, then, dog. Is that what you got? And then just kind of just let it go. You ain't even let him marinate in it. You just kind of like, all right, then, dog.
Jay, I'm sorry. Jay, that's on me. I'm sorry about that.
He called in complaining about how long you had it.
Well, because that's part
that's
of why.
That's starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah. Hey, he got out of here quicker than he got.
So here's the thing. The prediction's fine. It doesn't top Hughes. I mean, Hughes came at us so far to left field. I thought he was going to fall into the Chesapeake as he started.
You know what the best part? This is where we need to be on video. Because the look that you gave me when I made that prediction, he's like, man, what the hell? Like, you gave me the man with the hair wrong with you look. You did give
well,
me
Well, I should have known it was coming because I think you had a different one. And I said,
yeah, and then you said something about bold. I got bold. You want bold,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, you basically I got bold you for teed you. Me up. You were going to cook with this
I
one.
I got bold for you.
Yeah.
No. I got people in the car call me mean and hurtful names.
Well, I have that every
like,
day.
Like, what
All right.
the wrong with you?
I don't know if they're calling us mean and hurtful names out in Wisconsin, but we have a segment. We do it every single week before the game. We like to look into what they're saying on the other side. Let's eavesdrop on the enemy here as we check in what they're saying out in Milwaukee.
Eavesdropping on the enemy.
Lawmaker, I think it was a lawmaker from Wisconsin, said they shouldn't play this game until they investigate what the hell is this. Because some think it's not wildfires. They think it's like trash fires or
why
chemical
isn't the
fires. Law,
okay, so then why doesn't the lawmaker worry about laws in America? Let's worry about something. Let's put our energy to that. I'm not political. I don't know Republican. I don't do all that. I just know this. If you're an elected official, let's not worry about the NFL. Let's not worry about if the air quality for the NFL players is good. Let's worry about making sure that you get something done so that the road construction around this place gets done in a timely manner. Let's pass some bills for that sort of thing versus putting your time and effort into how the air quality. I saw that. And I'm like, what in the world is this about? Put your time and effort into something that's going to help the people you represent.
Do you have a preferred solution?
So that was a 101.9 at Hugh out in Milwaukee.
We're not the only ones freaking out about the stuff going down in Milwaukee.
But I like how he basically was that get off my lawn dude. It's not like he might have COVID too. He was just putting COVID on everybody.
So there's the Steve Saban show. So They were talking about what we brought up yesterday, the Wisconsin
legislator.
Yeah, who wanted to try to get this game moved.
It's too late, bro.
False hustle. They're playing the game tomorrow.
Yeah, that's too late for that, bro.
Yeah, I like how he also said he wasn't getting political. Then he starts yelling about the roads in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that sounds political to
me. Yeah, it sounded like he had that pent up there. Let's talk to Jerry up on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Jerry,
what's up, buddy?
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
2, 3.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high. And watch the Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
This is your right for that cow.
Victory.
That's why don't nobody like you.
No, I love it, Jerry. Don't listen to Kyle. I love it.
Kyle,
that's what I'm looking for, Jerry.
That's why nobody likes Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Lee's his birthday. He can do that. Jerry, what's up, buddy? I love that. What are you thinking today?
All right, so I got my bold prediction. We're going to have three receivers and a running back that are going to have over 1,000 yards receiving by the end of the year.
That's a lot of ball distribution.
Greatest show on grass.
We're going to have it because Jalen's going to throw for over 4,000 yards, and he's going to hit every one of our guys. Every week, they're going to be scoring 1 or 2 touchdowns apiece in the whole season, and then we're going to end up rolling into the Super Bowl.
Oh, I love it, Jerry. That's a unique one. Four different 1,000-yard receivers? That ball. Never happened before.
Ball distribution.
Yeah, he's
exactly.
Cracking himself
that's
up over
I'm
here.
Saying, that's balls get sweaty. It's going to be first time ever.
First time in history. All right, Jerry. I don't even have to ask you. It sounds like you're confident in Jalen.
Oh, I'm real confident in Jalen. So with all that said, let's go, Eagles!
Let's go, Jerry! All right, Jerry, we appreciate it. How about that? Jerry coming in with the whole fight song, start to finish. We have to tee him up. He's just ready to roll. That's the kind of car I like. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check back in, 101.9 out in Wisconsin. What are they are they actually going to talk about the game or just the legislator?
No, you're talking about
the
life
game? Right, we'll check in with those guys coming up. Your confidence level in Jalen Hurts, get on the record here. Confident or skeptical in Jalen as the season begins, and your bowl prediction for a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn. Next, right here in the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And everyone knows where Kyle goes. Your beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. You can get a free Philly Standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including McGurk's and Horsham with $5 Philly Standard cans, along with McGurk's famous crab pretzel, or Jersey's in Glenside, also with $5 Philly Standard cans, and a takeout beer store with plenty of Yards varieties. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philly. Drink responsibly. So if Jalen Hurts, I would say, is in the 12 to 16 range, I think that's good enough with the team around them to probably make the playoffs.
You know what's
funny? Just be okay.
I'm glad you said that, because do you know the year that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl, do you know where Brad Johnson was ranked at as amongst quarterbacks from that year? I'll tell you who number one was, Kurt Warner.
Yeah, middle of the pack or worse, I would say, Brad Johnson.
18th.
Yes.
18th.
But he had a great defense around him.
He had a good defense.
Great.
and he had a talented running game. He had a hell of a running
game. Worked on, of course.
And as much as I hate to say it, Keyshawn Johnson, they had some pretty good weapons.
Did Pittman replace Dunn at that point? It might have been Michael Pittman.
I think it was. Yeah. And here's the thing, man. Like, I think Jalen has the ability. Like, you don't need – like, I think a lot of times when people think of Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, the obvious guys come to mind. But you have to remember, that's not necessarily what you need. Not saying that Jalen can't be that, because Jalen went toe-to-toe with one of the best quarterbacks in the league the Super Bowl and came up short. He doesn't have to be that, but he's good enough to get there. So I believe that.
I mean, you mentioned Brad Johnson. There's a lot of examples. Nick Foles, Brad Johnson, Joe Flacco, right? You don't have to be a top two or three quarterback in the league to win the Super Bowl. Hugh, I agree. I mean, we've seen this plenty of times now. But you know what you usually need to do?
What's that?
If you want the number one seed, you need consistent high-level play throughout the year. It's pretty rare that number one seeds, you know, home field advantage, which is obviously helpful to get to the Super Bowl, that's not usually those guys, right? They don't usually, because they're not that good for 17, 18 weeks. So that, and that was what Jalen was 2 years ago. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights, who wants to talk about this game being in Brazil. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Mark. What are you feeling today?
You know, when I heard about this game going to Brazil back a month ago, I laughed. And as it continues, you know, we're a day away now, I find it absolutely absurd that the Eagles agreed to this, the Packers agreed to this, and the NFL just makes the decision, hey, you guys are opening up in Brazil. It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Does the NFL need more money? Do they really need more money to put these guys through this? For the Eagles to lose a home game, to play this game down, it is one of the dumbest things. It's like when they move the All-Star game out of Atlanta.
Well, Mark, I remember that, yeah. And I think they're giving it back to Atlanta in a couple years because they feel bad for that. But, Mark, with what you're saying, it's not just the money grab for the site. It's also, and we're not going to be affected by this, but if you're outside the Philadelphia region or the Green Bay region, you have to pay to watch this game. It's a Peacock game, which obviously is not, you know, your regular NBC. So, like, this is a pay-per-view game. Like, you have to subscribe to a network to watch this game in anywhere but the two markets the game is in, the teams are in.
Joe, it's an utter disgrace. The commissioner, the league officials are there. It's disgusting. It's a disgrace the way they and you know, I love football. I love to watch it. But man, it's got to get to the point where we just got to know. And I don't know if that will ever happen because of the people's passion for football. But it's people need to speak out. This is just it is a joke. It is just ridiculous that this game is being played down there. And, you know, look at all the money the Eagles are losing. You know, and the people that work at the stadium, the people that rely on game by game to pay bills.
That's a lot.
They lose this game. They lose this game because they want the NFL needs to make more money off of and Peacock to play this game down there. It's a joke, man.
Well, and it's a home game. I mean, they were supposed to have 9 home games this year. They don't now. Mark, give us your bold prediction. What do you got?
Barkley wins the rushing title prediction.
I like it, Mark. Mark, good phone call there. Mark's not the only one annoyed about this. I mean, there's different angles, right? You could be upset that they're in a country that seems to some people
unsafe. That's a lot to be upset about that.
Here's what I think we all could share. The Brazil thing is on its own.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a home game, right? The Eagles, if this game was supposed to be in Philadelphia. It is now a neutral site game. Now, is that an excuse if they lose? No, I mean, it's a football game on a football field. But when the schedule, like, you know, they have the rotating schedule, right? One year the NFC gets 9 home games. Next year they get 9 road games. This was supposed to be a year.
The Eagles' year.
9 home games at the link.
Yes.
One's gone.
Yeah, but I understand the caller's gripe, I guess. But the reality is NFL is trying to grow the game, and it has grown. It's grown exponentially. When you talk about the revenue that the NFL generates, they're the number one revenue generator as far as professional sports go in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to capitalize on that. They're trying to grow that. And as much complaining as we like to do, guess what? One thing we haven't stopped doing.
Watching
football games. I will never forget. Probably that same. And I'm not picking on him, but I'm just using him as an example. Probably one of the same people that when certain things were going on in the NFL and people were talking about they weren't going to watch football anymore. Remember that? When people were all upset, talk about, oh, I'm not going to watch football anymore because it's become too political and all this other stuff. Guess what you didn't stop doing?
Yeah, no one stopped.
Watching football. No matter how much you talk about you're not going to do it or you're going to complain about it, you're still going to tune in and watch it.
I agree with you, but I do. The one thing I do wonder is how much can they ask out of people's wallets? Because the NFL used to be the most easy to access, right? CBS, Fox, it was on. That, like, this game, I don't
– The most bid upon – sports entity. Didn't they just get into it? Who did they just get into it and they pulled all their subscribers or something?
Who's that?
The NFL. They lost the lawsuit.
ESPN, yeah.
And they got it back.
I just, like, we're not talking about that much here because we will get the game locally. Like, you, anyone listening to us in the area can watch this game tomorrow night because it's a local team.
Mm-hmm.
The second primetime game of the season, obviously tonight's NBC, is on Peacock. You have to subscribe. Not everyone has Peacock. Like, the NFL's asking you to pay. I saw a breakdown recently where if you want NFL Sunday ticket this year and all the streaming services you need to watch football, Netflix, now Peacock, it's about $1,000 to watch the NFL.
Easy.
It used to be basically if you had a television, you could watch. That, those days have changed.
You know what this reminds me of, Joe? The same people that complain about gas. And gas prices. There are certain things I feel that if you're not really willing to do what it takes to move the meter, then you should stop complaining about them. Watching NFL games is one of them now.
Yeah, I still think people will watch, but I wonder how far
they are.
Go.
They are.
There feels like a line.
The line, the NFL has been a habitual line stepper
for a while.
For the last couple of years.
All right.
And we've always gone over the line because we want to watch it.
Let's check back in with our buddies, 101.9 out in Milwaukee. What are they actually talking about the game now? What are they doing over there?
Yeah, oh, brother, we're out there. Pretty important in terms of modern film development. But, yeah, but they did this all the time.
Only thing I remember with that movie is the silly lines
film
like,
development.
Damn, we're in a tight spot, you know? And I'm a Dapper Dan man.
I was going to say, Dapper Dan man.
Yeah.
What I like, too, is they did this again. They had a No Country for Old Men. The Coen Brothers win best picture, iconic,
quite frankly.
And then their immediate next.
I can't take it.
Do we have a game tomorrow or what? What are they talking about in Wisconsin? And I couldn't even follow. Is that a movie? I couldn't follow along with the show.
They're talking about how the game is moved out of here and how egregious it is.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
And we're going to watch it.
Yeah, well, we are. That's what we do.
We're going to watch. We're going
to
watch.
We're addicted to football. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call is coming up, plus the magic number countdown. Phil's win again. But the Harper injury stuff is now back into focus. What the Phillies said about that and where they put themselves in the standings after yesterday's win and a couple of well-timed losses by other teams that are fighting for seeding. 215-592-9494 is the Midday Show. We're live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.